Now we come to that awful day, some 20 years ago, in September 1989. Where were you at the time?
I had been retired and was on terminal leave. I had been retired for 4 months. And I was in my Coast Guard cottage at Kingsdown, 2 miles south, really, of Deal. And I heard a muffled sound, but also, just shortly afterwards, someone came by and said, "Did you hear that? I think there's been an explosion of some sort." So he had come in a car and had heard it on the way, so his hearing of the event was much closer to it than mine. And so I got in my car and went down to the barracks to find that, yes, there had been an explosion. We thought perhaps gas or something like that. Had no idea that it was a bomb, but I couldn't get near the place, and it was a harrowing time, as you can imagine. Within a very short space of time, the world's media was on hand. Warmer Green was stacked up during the morning with antenna and high-rise ladders that could take pictures from on high, because the actual bomb site was in a building area, lots of rows of cottages and things, not easily seen from a main road, but they managed to get aerial shots of it. And it was pretty harrowing, because throughout the day we kept our ears to the radio, and I went backwards and forwards to the area to see what I could do, if anything, because I felt totally useless. I had been 7 years the principal director of music of this place, and suddenly, after I'd left, it's all going dreadfully wrong, and I felt in some way responsible, although of course I couldn't have been. So that was a real worry.
How long was it before you were actually down there?
I went down within an hour, I suppose. Having got there, I realised that I couldn't get close to it. It was a block. The traffic was all blocked off. The police were there and everything else. So I went up to the married quarters housing area to knock on a few doors to see if there was anybody up there that knew anything more, or that I could help with my car to take them to the barracks if they were concerned about their own relatives, family, who may have been in there at some stage. I couldn't get anybody to react. Everybody was either stunned or had already gone to sort it out in the way they could. So it was a concern.
Had you at that stage realised it probably wasn't a gas explosion, that it was obviously something worse?
Oh yes. And I managed to contact the barracks by telephone to say, "Look, I'm here. If I can do anything..." It's the old business. You just feel that you want to be of assistance. They said, "Well, what we would suggest is that you go to the local hospital, because there are youngsters there who were at the scene and who had been taken to the hospital. If they actually don't need to be spending a lot of time there, you may bring them back to the barracks. That would be a useful..." And made me feel at least I was doing something. And that's what I did. And I got to the hospital and was able to see the youngsters and some of the others who'd been injured at that place, and eventually took Carlo back to the barracks. And that enabled me to get through the cordon into North Barracks, where the sergeant's mess had been taken over as an emergency station, where all the activity was being arranged from. Everything was being coordinated there, and relatives who had of course managed to get there during the morning were brought together. There were so many vicars, there were so many priests, I think what had happened was, in this part of Kent, they can press a panic button if there's an emergency, which they fully expect. We're near to a big airport, we've got shipping going up and down the channel all the time. Should there be a major event, there is a way in which everybody is immediately informed of it. And that happened. So all those who were contacted flocked to Deal to see what they were going to be able to do for it.
Was it within the hour that you realised there were casualties?
It was, of course, all over the news. It was a permanent radio broadcast about it, and there were casualties. And I remember on my way there, I had the radio and the car on, and the names came up of people who had been, and I couldn't believe it. These people I'd been with the day before, or 2 days before, and now they were gone. And it was a shocking, shocking thing.
In hindsight, do you feel that the reporting at the time was fairly accurate?
I think so, yes. Yes, it's difficult for me to be entirely confident, but because, of course, I was emotionally strained at the time, but I would feel that it was accurate.